Okay, folks, well, as we open up our culture segment, you know that we love to use our culture segment to talk to interesting people. And this week's guest is no exception. I have Beth Ariane here. Hey, Beth.
Hi, Lisa.
Very great to have you. Those of you for whom that name sounds familiar, it is because Beth is blogging for us. She is a single woman who has now turned 40.
Woo woo.
And made a challenge to herself, or decided to come up with this challenge and take it on, to go on 40 dates in a year. And she has already given us two posts about this, a single lady's quest to go on 40 dates. And then the first 5 dates, she kind of gave us a little wrap up of how those went and what it meant as far as her comfort zone, what she learned about all of that. So good time. So I thought it would be fun to bring her onto the show. And if you haven't read the blog posts yet, you can hop over there and learn a little bit about her. We feel like we'll know you so well by the end of this.
That's awesome.
So you need to kind of kick this off, because I always love it when people do challenges and they take on something new. I know you had a 40th birthday, but what even possessed you to say, this is the year that I'm going to try this out, I'm going to give this a shot? How did the journey begin?
Yeah, so I turned 40 this summer, and I thought, you know, there's something in my heart. I have a fear towards, you know, dating and relationships and even marriage. I mean, that was my big fear. And I thought, you know, I had the same fear when I was 30. If I don't do something now, this is going to stay the same. I'm going to have, you know, 50th birthday, 60th birthday. So I thought the time is now. So that's how I got the idea. And because I turned 40, I picked 40 as a number.
Okay.
To
okay.
strive to.
Now, when you picked that number, was that daunting to you? Or were you kind of like, I think I could probably do that? Or do you know of anyone else that's even attempted something like that?
Good question. I have seen in the past articles. There was a journalist, I think it was about 10 years ago, she did 100 dates in a year.
Oh, my.
And so that's kind of how I got the idea. And I thought, I don't want to do 100. That seems a little bit much. So
that's a full-time job.
That's right a full-time there. Job. Yeah. So I thought, you know, 40, I thought 40 is doable. It's daunting, but I think it had to be daunting for me, too. It had to be a big thing for me to do it.
Yeah, something for you to really bite off and
exactly.
make a commitment to. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, let's back up a little bit. You mentioned having a fear of dating and even marriage. Where
yes.
did that come out of? Because I know you, and I know that you've known about Boundless for a long time, and we would assume that, oh my goodness, I'm just so passionate about marriage, and this is going to be great, and this is going to... But tell us, you're probably right where a lot of our audience is, with just having fears about it.
Yes, and it wasn't until I really stopped and thought about it and prayed and thought, you know, I need to do something about this. And I really thought about my fear about marriage, and really thought about it. I journal a lot. And so I realized that my childhood, and, you know, I'm a child of divorce, and my mom has actually had two divorces. And I think my parents divorced when I was 8. And so I've just had that reinforced in my own life that marriage was, I almost saw it as a prison. I had a very ungodly view of what marriage is. And I thought, you know, it's that is not true. I know it's not true. How can I reframe my point of view? I want to see marriage through God's eyes and not my own.
Okay. Well, so, that's awesome.
Thank you.
What about this, Beth, would you say, what's gone along pretty much how you expected, and what is just like, never would have expected this at all? Like how your expectations were versus how reality has lined up.
I thought it was going to be way worse.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting.
That's encouraging. Okay.
I was expecting.
Clearly, you haven't had my dating experience from the past, including online, but we'll save that for another show. Okay.
Well, it's very daunting because, I do online dating, and I thought that I would have a lot of, disaster stories. Mm-hmm. But so far, it's been really good. So I wasn't expecting it to be so life-changing. Here's what happened that I didn't know what was going to happen, is that my strength and my faith in the Lord has grown. It's tripled because I realized that I was so fearful. I actually got a biblical counselor within this process.
Wow.
Because I realized there's some issues that I need some help. There's some heart issues that I really need some help with. And so I got a counselor who's helping me with, you know, my walk. And so now I'm actually really seeking Jesus first. And I wasn't doing that. You know, I kind of thought I was, maybe on my own time, but you know, now I'm actually really doing it. So it's been life changing.
Yeah.
And I've gone from someone who kind of despised marriage. I hate to say that, but to someone who's actually, I can actually see myself getting married now, and I actually see it in a better light.
Yeah. What would you say maybe about the guys that you've met or whatever has been a pleasant surprise for you?
You know, just, so far I've met respectful, and that, because that's so important. You never know when you're online dating, you don't even know if it's the person, you know, so you're taking a huge risk, but so far, it's been good. Now I do have, you know, more dates to go on, so there might be some bumps along the road, but they've been really respectful so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything that you've seen, treading a little bit into the online space here, like in profiles or whatever, like give maybe a little bit of advice to the guys about, like, guys, here's what I've seen. Don't even go there. Lame-a-rama. Or, you know, and ladies, too. This is where maybe we'll have to have a guy on, because I've had guys tell their horror stories, too. But just maybe some little tips about best practices.
Okay, this is such a good question. I'm so glad you asked. Yes. Okay. So online profile pictures. So yes, we all want a picture of ourselves, but guys, please don't take a picture of yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, the mirror.
Yes, I know that you know.
I remember mentioning that in my book, because I'm like, literally, do you not have friends? If you have to take your photo of yourself, it just says to me, I don't have anyone that I could pull into this, then help me out.
Yeah, and even a selfie, you know, outdoors is much better than the bathroom. So please don't take your picture in the bathroom. Find another place.
Well, and it's going to be a mirror image, which really isn't your true self. So I have to, like, turn my head around to be like, what does he look like flipped, you know? No, I'm just teasing, but kind of.
It's false advertising, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's a good tip. Awesome.
Yes, I would say that.
Okay. Good. Good starter. Okay. Now, you have actually gotten some feedback from your blog posts. And so I want to talk a little bit about this, because I think a lot of people, I mean, I know straight up people that would love to do this, but either they're fearful or they're just like, how would I even do that? How do I have the time? Whatever. Several people have referred to you as being particularly brave, which, you know, most people in the past, just like choosing to date, you know, you wouldn't think that it's like going out and fighting a war or something. Maybe it is. I don't know. You know, so they're like, I'm rooting for you. You totally rock. I wish I could do this as well. You know, does that encourage you, or does it kind of make you feel like a, you know, a dating poster child or what?
I have to say, I'm so humbled and encouraged by the boundless commenters. I wasn't even expecting that, but I'm so encouraged. And that's kind of why I wanted to share my story. I wanted to be an encouragement, because I know that, you know, I'm not the only one who's going through this. And I thought, why not share my story? So, no, I think I read all the comments. I love even the ones that are critical, because I learn from them.
Yeah.
But no, I love it. I love the comments. Thank you.
Yeah. So to that point, you've had several people bring up, you know, like, well, what do the guys know about this? Like, do they know they're the subject of a blog series? And how do you feel about that? And how do you reconcile, like, protecting their privacy? I mean, how does that go down for you?
Yes, that is so important to me. I didn't want to, you know, expose people and write about them and put their names in. I wanted to write in a way that they were anonymous, that they had their anonymity, and that I was being respectful. That's so important to me, that people are being respected. And that, so I write in a way that they would know that it's them, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I also don't use my last name, so they wouldn't know that it's me. So I'm very careful about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if some of them may actually be readers of Boundless.
Right, they could be. And then I thought, well, should I tell them, you know, up front during the date? Hi, I might write about you. I mean, so I really struggled with that, but I feel like I came to a good, you know, conclusion.
Yeah. Now, so, how long do you generally talk to people online before you meet in person?
You know, I would say a couple of weeks usually.
Okay.
A couple emails here and there, maybe some texting, maybe a phone call. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say a couple of weeks. I try not to go too long.
That's good. I have to give you props for that, because I'm a big believer in take it into real time and real space. Otherwise, you've just got a pen pal. And if I'm going to have a pen pal, I want someone like in Tokyo or somewhere super interesting, okay? Not someone in my town who I'm just talking to for no reason. I'm just saying, just being honest. Okay, so how do you find out if, you know, and this is applicable to men and to women, to really get to the answers of important questions, like mm-hmm. finding out, is this person, first of all, are they legit? Mm-hmm. Can I meet them in a play? How do you negotiate safety? And then how do you ask the right questions about, is this person a believer? Like, how do you try to find that out before the date? Or are you kind of just like, oh, figure it out over coffee or whatever?
You know, I do try to figure out beforehand. And with the site that I was using, and I don't know if it's okay to mention here, but I was using, my first one was eHarmony, and they set it up so that they have the five questions. And right. so I would ask very specific questions there that would mm-hmm. help me see mm-hmm. if this person was right for me. So that really helped. Now I have done some speed dating, which has been fun. The only thing is that I don't know who's a believer and who's not. So mm-hmm. it's just very much interviewing that person, seeing if we're even compatible just as friends. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm navigating right now. Is mm-hmm. how do we do the speed dating?
Yeah. So. Okay. And then when you choose to mm-hmm. actually meet this person, do you have like fears about safety or even just about like how do you navigate the awkwardness?
Oh,
of, like,
yes.
Hey, I mean, yes. And obviously, you're meeting in public places and whatever.
Well,
and
I think
come on over to my apartment.
Yeah, no, red flag.
Yeah,
and I think that's important for women and men. We need to be safe, and because we never know who we're meeting online. Mm-hmm. I did meet someone online who seemed wonderful, and he was a believer, active in his church. And then when it came time for us to go on a date, he was very creative in his thought process, and he wanted to pick me up at my apartment and take me to a surprise restaurant and then to go on a surprise hike. Hmm. And he didn't want to give me the location.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I thought, no, I can't do that. And mm-hmm. I think his intentions were good, but he finally understood that I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I met him at a restaurant and everything was fine. But no, I drive myself to the place, and I'm always in a public place for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, have you found, what have you found about the, in fact, we just had an economist on the show who talked about just the straight up statistics of single men in the world versus women and what we're expecting versus what's actually available to us in our age range. Have you found that there's been a lot of disparity as far as who's interested in you online or who you're interested in or how does it work when, you know, there's not a match there or whatever? I mean, have you been encouraged or discouraged about the options that you have before you?
Ooh, what a good question.
The options. Making it sound like a buffet, which I love buffets. People love them. So that's why I have to draw it in there somehow.
Okay, so to be completely honest, I do try to go on meetups, and I've been to also to church events and to singles groups in churches. And that I try to keep a good attitude because sometimes the message is really good, but most of the time the people are my parents' age. And mm-hmm. so that can be really, really discouraging. So instead of being discouraged, I thought I'm going to keep trying to go places where I'm going to meet multi-generational. I think we can learn a lot from people who are older than us, but mm-hmm. I want people of all ages. So so now I have a friend of mine who's also single, and we drive out to the next big city to us, and mm-hmm. and we're able to get that fellowship with a lot of different ages. So and then sometimes online they will be older. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But no, I think it's pretty equal. There are people my age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually not younger, but usually yeah. my age and above.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, so I guess that's pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were kind of talking about, let's talk a little bit here about the whole space of like finding creative ways to meet people.
Yeah.
What would be, I mean, it sounds like you're really doing a lot. You're doing online, you're doing speed dating, you're doing meetups and gatherings. Any things that have been specifically maybe helpful or successful for you, tips you would have for folks into
yeah. And first of all, I do have to say it is a lot of work. So it's not just like I just wake up and I'm excited to go, meet new people. I'm an introvert, so I have to like really talk myself into it and be so intentional because it is harder.
That was one of the subjects of your first blog, was just mustering up the courage to get out of your same routine.
Yeah, shell, my same routine. And it's not, I'm not in college anymore. I'm not surrounded by people my age in the same, stage. So I have to be proactive.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a part-time job. So, I would say the online dating is good. But I really wanted to to go out and meet people, because that's new for me. Mm-hmm. And so scary. So I read a book. It's one of Dr. Cloud's books. It's about dating, and he encourages people.
Oh, yeah. How to get a date worth keeping.
Yes. How to get a date worth keeping. Yeah. And his whole thing is just go do things, go places that you don't normally go. Now, I would go to work and to the gym and church, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. And even when I went to those places, I wasn't talking to people. So mm-hmm. I knew I had to actually go places mm-hmm. and actually talk to people. And you know, my friend Cassie and I, we go to places together. And so that's been really helpful, having a partner in crime.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just make myself go. Sometimes mm-hmm. I don't want to go. I really just want to watch some Netflix or whatever, mm-hmm. but I do make myself go.
And so if you go, like, are you talking about, do you just go to places like a Starbucks and then you try to talk to people, or you're talking specifically like singles events or whatever?
I think for me, I've learned that going to events where everybody is kind of looking for the same thing, or everyone's okay. in a similar stage,
right.
it's way easier.
Yeah.
Fellowship, different Christian groups, or just meetup.com. They have some great groups that you can go to, you know, if you're going on a hike or something. It's just a way to meet people when you're surrounded by others. So it's safe. And I find that. And then the speed dating has been my favorite so far.
Okay.
I just really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, mm-hmm. Obviously everyone is there for the same purpose. So that makes it, you know, it cuts out the clutter on the front end. That is, I always hear these people that are like, so we just struck up this conversation in Starbucks, and I'm like, how do you even do that? Because I'm like an extrovert. I can't even imagine walking up to some guy, like sidling up to him and being like, hey, I see you're working on a laptop. Like, what in the world? What am I going to say? I see you're drinking a beverage. I
mean, nice screensaver there.
Yeah. It's like, weird. What do you say? So that is good.
Yeah. Some people can pull that off. I'm not one of them, but I think
that's why online dating is so great too, because you know, everyone's there kind of for the same purpose. If you have a profile, people, let's kind of just be honest about what we're all here for. So I think that's good. You said something interesting. I think this is in one of your posts where you talked about the practice of dating, you know, comparing mm-hmm. it to playing an instrument. And it's kind of like you're doing something that is totally a numbers game. You're hitting, mm-hmm. trying to hit a number. And yet there are people out there that I have had say to me, like, I want the first person I date to be the person I marry. So how do you reconcile this idea of, clearly you don't want to be, you know, an expert dater out of sheer time and volume spent. So what does that look like? Like, how are you picking up little bits of knowledge along the way without saying, you know, okay, someday I want this to end. I mean, I would love this to end in a permanent, you know, a lifelong relationship. So how do you kind of navigate that space in your head?
Yeah, great question. I'm at the point where I want it to keep going how it is. Mm-hmm. I have just, you know, this summer, or no, actually in December, just started dating intentionally for the first time in my life. Mm. So I'm humble enough to say I need a lot of, I'm learning as I go. Yeah. So I'm becoming marriage material as I go. I think I'm getting there. I think I'm doing a good job, because I'm actually facing the fear. And I understand that fear of people, and it can be discouraging to go on all these dates and say, oh my gosh, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. why not this time? But I just look at it as I'm learning, and I'm becoming the person God wants me to be. I'm becoming that person. I will meet the right person when it's mm-hmm. when it's time. But it's my responsibility to put myself out there. That's the biggest thing I've learned, that it's my responsibility to actually go places and talk to people.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, we are so looking forward to hearing further escapades from you. You know, as you hop through the year, it is just cool, and I think it's encouraging. I think it shows people that, like, man, if she can do it, I can give it a shot. You know, I can put myself out there. I can do. You know, it's so. I mean, I don't even know what the current statistics are. Last I heard, I think it was 1 in 5 marriages begin online at this point.
Wow.
And that's probably climbing. I mean, I could mm-hmm. only imagine. I know at least 12 to 15 couples that have gotten married as a result of dating online. So, and they're legit people. So it's fun. Like you said, it's being intentional. Mm-hmm. It's approaching it biblically, looking at it with an open hand, mm-hmm. letting God be part of the process. And so I just think it's super exciting. So we're hoping to hear more from you, Beth.
Most definitely.
We will do it. All right. Thanks so much for being part of this conversation, for sharing a little bit from yourself.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.